Blog Talk Radio.
Right here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you, Dynasty. Thank you so much for, oh man, and a wonderful adventure. Literally, I had an amazing adventure with Dynasty as the drummer and writer, producer with the group Dynasty, thanks to Leon Silvers and Dick Grippy for putting it all together for us. We are so blessed that we named our station Solar Records Radio just as a tribute to Solar for really, you know, launching my career and blessing me and giving me the opportunity to do so many other things and work with people that I probably never would have worked with before. So thank you, Mr. Richard Dick Griffey, for blessing me and my family. And when I say my family, my Solar family, all my brothers and sisters that participated from the 70s, 80s, and a little bit of the 90s. What an amazing time in music history when Solar did what it did. And like I say, and I've told so many, that we all were living inside of a Dick Griffey's dream. And it came true. And thank you, Mr. Griffey, for having that dream and pursuing it. You know, so many times we get these things that are put on our hearts and we don't follow them through because, you know, a lot of times we're intimidated by what God has put on our hearts. We don't think that we're capable, or we allow people to talk us out of it, or we just, you know, get distracted with something else, and then we go back later and say, man, I wish I would have did what I wanted to do. And so, you know, it's for me, that's the whole reason why I wrote my book, because it was really important to share, you know, these stories, especially for young people, to understand that you can achieve success in anything you want to do, but you have to work hard for it. It is, so many people don't want to do that. They don't want to work really hard. They just kind of want things to just happen, and that's okay. I mean, you know, everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur. Everyone's not meant to be, you know, you. You are who you are for a reason. And so I trust that, you know, by putting this, you know, releasing my audiobook yesterday, and if you're interested in it, it's on SolarRecordsRadio.com. Just go to the shop, the store, and you will find it. I put it together because I want kids, or if someone has young children, to understand what it is that we need from you. If we have a dream, if we feel like we're supposed to do something specifically, how important it is for the parents to, you know, to support them, get around them, and love them through it, and help them to achieve that goal, which my parents did do for me. And so it's just really, I think it's important that people really know that, because there's a lot of parents that are not entrepreneurs. They don't have that same thing as maybe their child has. And so, and we always want our kids to do better, right? We always say, I want my child to do better than I did. And so if you truly do, then, you know, make sure you pay attention to what's happening with them. You know, what they are feeling, what they have to offer, what they think they want to be when they grow up. When you ask them that question, really listen. What do you want to be when you grow up? It's not a cute little thing. It's serious to them, because when you ask them, you can see their little brains that go into thinking, and it's very serious. And when they tell you, you should talk to them about it. You know, say, so are you serious? Why do you want to do that? What made you feel like you want to do that? And they might not know right away, but if you continue to ask them what do they want to be, and they keep telling you the same thing, then you know something's going on there. And as the adult, you know, you work that through with the kid, and you support them and help them to achieve their goals and what they feel is going to bless them. And so anyway, thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio on this beautiful Friday. And we are kicking off the Solar Weekend here on Solar Records Radio with Celebrating the Sound of Los Angeles Records. So I first of all want to say hello to everybody, all my friends and all our loved ones and stuff. And we just appreciate you guys hanging out and tuning in with us. And so we want to get this party started here on Solar Records Radio. We're going to be playing all kind of music from all the Solar artists. So, you know, just kick back, relax, have a good time, and enjoy your lunch, dinner, breakfast, wherever you may be. Things change. So Climax told me that they want to do a little private party. So we're going to start off with Climax today here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Let's do what we came to do.
Miniskirt's looking kinda right. Garter. Silk stocking. And pumps. Honey, what are all these people doing here? I thought she said this was a private party. Now we all know that a private party is meant for two. This means me.
Your house to join a party. You said it's meant for me and only you. On my way there wondering what's in store for me. I knew your sexy body would take control of me.
A private party.
It's meant for only two.
A private party.
It means me and you.
Live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. It's live, We'll be right back.
Do we love that music? Absolutely, absolutely. Good old school music, but I mean, you know, those guys, they were just ridiculous. Midnight Star. Midnight Star was just absolutely funky, and they still are. And I remember when I heard that song, I was like, man, these guys are coming up with not just the grooves, but they're coming up with the hooks. You know, they got the melodies and they got the look. I mean, they are just an amazing group, and they're still out there doing their thing. And it's hard to play behind them because they really leave it all on the stage. They hit it so hard that it's like they leave all their blood, sweat, and tears right there on the stage. They really put it down. Much love to Midnight Star for just a wonderful music career over at Solar, and to just continue to do their thing now. And it's just like, yeah, go ahead on, my guys. Do your thing. May God bless y'all and keep y'all. Anyway, guys, so listen, I'm just really enjoying this music. I hope you are as well. You know, Lakeside is another one of those groups that, like I said, I grew up with, and just so powerful and just so good. And they just knew how to bring the funk, right? And I was just always just, for me, it was just always an honor to be around those guys. And I looked up to them because they were like my big brothers. And, you know, so I've always had a lot of respect for them and really appreciated them and how kind and generous they were with me. And so thank you guys so much for being who you are. Really appreciate y'all. And I love your music. The music is just great. And we get Fred Alexander on here every once in a while, the drummer from Lakeside, and he's crazy Fred. We have so much fun. Gotta get him back because he's something else, man. He's a handful that I love him. Another one of the drummers from Solar. And so we're going to keep this music going. I want to continue to play you some good music and stuff. And thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. And please go to our website, SolarRecordsRadio.com, as we are into a new year with a new website. And so we're developing it right now. And my audiobook is in there for sale. If you're interested, go to the store after you go into Solar Records Radio, and it's right there. Don't buy anything else out of there yet. We want to make sure that everything is set up properly. But so we know the audiobook is set up properly. So please enjoy yourself. It's a good little story. You'll like it. It's just the beginning. It's the first chapter, and I have three different chapters. So, but it's a very interesting story. All right, guys. So let's keep it going. Now, this next song I want to play you is a Shalimar song. But Shalimar, you know, they were, you know, the stuff that we were doing on Shalimar was very pop R&B. You know, just, you know, not as hard as the stuff we were doing on the Whispers. Not as funky, but it had its moments, right? And you know. So I want to play you another one of the songs by Shalimar. My friend wrote, Joseph Gallo, wrote this song, and it really took Shalimar to a whole nother place. And I was like, what? That's so different for Shalimar. But anyway, it did very well overseas. And so we want to play it here on Solar Records Radio. This song is called Dead Giveaway on Solar Records Radio.
And everywhere you go, everyone will know that it's real. What you make me feel. Until there's no more of me, I will try to make you see that I will give my all. And watch him grow. Cross my heart and I hope
to die.
If I ever make you cry, may I feel the pain that you feel inside. Take the blame. Thank you.
understands how to get the ladies in the palm of his hands. But he's still a knight, fight the hype, hard excites the night. Fishing at the right type, at the round table, placing labels on a man who slicks can start cable. He's all just in black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
That is so, so, so funky. They were so good. They still are. They're still doing their thing as well. And so check them out when they're in your city. Reggie and Vincent Calloway doing their thing. You know, the Calloway brothers, obviously, they come from Midnight Star. And they were just, they were something else, man. It was something else, I tell you. And I just had to hear something in the background. William Shelby's voice. That's Kevin right there. Oh, man. I thought William Shelby from Dynasty was going to start singing. You know, William Shelby, we lost him last year. And so it's just heartbreaking. Much love and peace to him. But anyway, the reason why I'm playing Dynasty a little bit here, let me, I got to get off of that because it's making me a little emotional thinking about Will. I'm going to get into this here. So I have questions. And like, if you guys have any questions and you know, want to ask, you can write it in on the page, or you can messenger me, or, you know, or you can go on soulrecordsradio.com and there's a thing in there. You can leave messages of any questions you may have in regards to our music careers, and how we did what we did and how was it, you know, whatever it is, you know, nothing personal, but just, you know, all business stuff, whatever you want to ask. You know, from a business point of view, I would love to be able to share it with you and bless it to you. And if I don't know the answer, I will get the answer for you. All right? So feel free. I'm going to go back. I saw a message here, and it says, two tracks from Your Piece of the Rock. That's Dynasty's album. Your Piece of the Rock were nearly 8 minutes long. Were these tracks recorded that way, or were they just a loop and extended for the album? So yeah, back then, I got to tell you, this is one of those songs right here, dude. Oh, man. I love this song. I love when the girls come on the bridge. Singing. I love my Dynasty girls, Linda and Nydra, putting it down there. Okay, so back to the story. So check this out. I'm gonna break this down a little bit more than you probably wanted. So, because I think I need to listen. When Leon was recording this Dynasty album, the first Dynasty album, I wasn't there. They were looking for me. They were looking for a drummer. And so as they were looking for a drummer, I was in college. And I came home and I got a call from Tony Westcott, who was a friend of mine who drums for the Silvers. And he happened to live behind my dad's gas station in Philadelphia. And so that's how I got to know Tony. And Tony, you know, and I started working, shedding together. He found out I was a drummer, I told him, and we got together. I was a jazz drummer, and he was a pop R&B drummer. And so we just were jamming, and he was showing me some R&B stuff, and I was showing him some jazz stuff. And so we had a great time doing that. Rest in peace, Tony. And we had such a great time doing that. And so we became really close friends. And so, and I told Tony, I'm in college. I said, he's older than me, and I was like, so if you ever know anybody that's looking for a drummer, let me know. You know, I think I want to try this R&B thing. and so he said, okay. And so about a year or so later, I get this phone call when I was in school. I came home for a spring break, and bam, there it goes. Tony's on the phone. Wardell, are you serious? Do you really want to go out and play some R&B? And I was like, yeah, why? What happened? He says, well, Leon Silvers asked me if I would come and play for this new group that he's putting together called Dynasty. And he says, I said, why aren't you doing it? And he said, oh, no, man, I'm just burnt out being on the road. I need to be home. I have children. I need to be home with my kids. And so I was like, oh. And so I didn't think anything big about it. I was just thinking, okay, audition, okay. All right, cool. I'll do it. And so he says, all right, well, here's his number. Give him a call. And he's waiting for you. And I was like, okay. So Dynasty was already, Leon and Dick Griffey and them, they had already decided to, because when Leon left the Silvers, or when he got kicked out the group, as he puts it, he got kicked out the group. He decided, okay, fine, I'll start my own group. And so he started Dynasty. And so he put, Kevin Spencer, Nidra, and Linda together, and that was going to be the group. But then it just became one of these things where, he started bringing in other musicians. And it, because Leon came from such a big family group, I think he felt better with just a big group of people around him. So he started turning Dynasty, because they had already had a Shalimar, right? They had three people already. So it was like, we need to make this thing a little more than that. And then William Shelby was singing as well. So they knew that it was not going to just be three people. It was going to be a bigger situation. And so anyway, so I get out there and I audition. I make the audition. It takes forever for him to tell me. I told y'all that last time I talked about it. And it takes forever. Finally, he tells me, and then we go in the studio. We start recording, and we did Shalimar, and then we did The Whispers. Second time around for Shalimar, then we did And Beat Goes On for The Whispers. And then he started talking about some of this Dynasty stuff that he needs to do. Now, this is the thing. I want you to understand that when you miss the train, like the train is going, and you see like in movies, because hopefully we don't do this in real life, but in the movies the train is going, it's just starting to take off, and you're running in the movie, they run next to it, and then they jump on, and then oh, I made it, right? And they got in, right? And that's how I felt with Dynasty. Like the train was already moving, right? And so when Leon played me these songs, they had already started recording the stuff. They had vocals on it and stuff and everything. And he had some kind of machine playing drums and stuff. And he was like, I need you to put drums on this stuff. So when I jumped in, when I got on to the songs, then just so you know, we normally record everybody together, right? So this was more like overdubbing. I was overdubbing my drum parts on the Dynasty's first album. And so I would come in, and he'd put the track on and start playing it. And then I'd listen to it, and I listen, and then I just start playing. Now, so what happened is that the reason why I believe the songs were so long, and they were recorded like that It was no looping. He recorded it because everything, there was no sequencers back then. So everybody played live all the way down. So Leon would record a little longer than normal because he wanted to be able to cut spots up. You know, literally, they would cut the tape. Literally, him and the engineers would cut the tape for him and make, you know, loops out of it and make like breakdowns and all kind of intros or outros with this, you know, cutting the tape. And so he would do that extra long, and if it felt good, it was just go, you know. And that's why they were really long. So there was no looping and none of that kind of stuff. No literal looping like we do nowadays with the, you know, just the computers. It was like we played the whole thing. And so after I would play, you know, I played the stuff. And I did the same thing with Full of Fire. No, I wasn't Full of Fire. It was another one of Shalimar's songs. And it was already recorded. And I remember doing the overdub. And I didn't dislike it until after I started doing all of the other stuff where we were recording together. And then I thought about what we did before when I was overdubbing, and I was like, I'm so happier recording with everybody. And so, because it's the camaraderie, right? You get everybody comes in, they're laughing, they're talking, they're grooving, they're ready to get moving. And you can see them, and they're bouncing and grooving to it. And, oh, yeah, you can see that they like the way that feels. You build this thing just happens, this pocket just naturally happens. And it's just this groove thing, and it's just an amazing thing. So to do overdubs is kind of boring. Because it was just, you know, you and Leon and the engineer. Boring. But back then, you know, when I first did it, I mean, I was sweating bullets. I was a nervous wreck because I wanted to make sure that I was pleasing Leon, that I wanted to make sure that he knew that he made the right decision about making me his drummer. Now, I knew he wanted my friend Tony Westcott, and I know why he wanted Tony Westcott, because Tony Westcott was a really good drummer, you know, and Leon had taught him pocket, the kind of pocket that he loved, and so that's why he just wanted Tony to be a part of Dynasty. And, you know, even though Tony was all the way on the other side of the United States, he was reaching out to, you know, he reached out to Tony, I want you to be the drummer. And so when Tony, we said, I have someone that I know you would like. And Leon trusted him enough to say, okay, send him over here. All the way, I got on a bus too. I got on a bus and went all the way across the United States and auditioned. So anyway, that's a long answer to your question. Thank you for the questions, and really, really appreciate that very much. So I'm gonna play a little bit just so you can hear, like what we were just talking about here. Let me see. I'm going to play. Where are you, sweetie pie? Hello. I should have already had this set up, but I was just so busy doing other things. So, let's see, which song? I'm going to play Your Piece of the Rock. Your Piece of the Rock here on Solar Records Radio, 8 minutes long. It's exactly 8 minutes long. I don't know why it's so long, but anyways, 8 minutes long. I more than likely will not play 8 minutes of it, but that's just the way we used to do it, and it was fun. Like the whisper stuff, and the beat goes on, It's a Love Thing, In the Raw, Keep on Loving Me, all that stuff was long. We played that stuff a long time. That's just the way we did it back then, and because it was fun. It felt good, and we didn't want to stop, and we didn't want the moment to stop. The creativity, it was just awesome. So here we go on Solar Records Radio, Wardell Pye. Mm-hmm. And that's like about 5 minutes. 5 minutes and 16 seconds. We still got 3 more minutes to go. It's crazy. That's almost the length of a record. Anyway, so I just told you, like I said, it's kind of out there. And so I have more questions in regards to, I guess, what I was talking about, because it has to do with Tony Westcott. It says, how did Leon Silvers know Tony Westcott? You know, and that's a good question, because Tony was on the East Coast. But Tony played with other professional bands. And so Leon saw Tony Westcott on stage. I think he was playing with Archie Bell and the Drells at that time. And Leon and the Silvers was performing as well with Archie Bell and the Drells. And Leon really, and Tony met then. And Leon really liked his playing and said, hey, I would, you know, like to hook up with you and have you come and do some stuff with us. You know, and Tony's like, cool. And so they exchanged numbers. And so that's how that happened. And so it's so crazy, right? I mean, you know, I just think about my little story inside of his story. It's just coincidence, right? We all say coincidence, but I don't think it's a coincidence when it comes to God. Things are just meant to be, and they happen. And so I'm so grateful for that. Let me see. From the album Your Piece of the Rug, Still a Thrill, reminds me of, oh, did we have any influence by the Bee Gees? Were we influenced by the, and that goes at all you guys at the time. Well, you know, really, I love the Bee Gees. They were one of my favorite groups. I just love their harmonies, which was just that family harmony. Once again, like the Silvers, that harmony is just so tight and so beautiful. You know, but you know, I can't take any credit for that. What I mean is, Leon was driving the ship. We all were following him. So you know, Leon made it at that time, and it's like when we're talking back to Your Piece of the Rock, it was Leon controlled everything. Everything. And so whatever it was, if he was influenced by them, I know he was influenced by Motown. He used to study them in the car. He used to play Motown in the car all the time. And I even asked him, I said, why are you listening to Motown so much? You really like it? He said, yes. He admired, you know, he loved the bridges, the lyrics, and you know, he loved the songs, the way that they did these songs, so classy, right? And so he was always impressed with Motown. And that's where I know he got most of his influence from. But I'm not sure about the BG question. Good question. I'll ask him next time I talk to him. And see what he says. I think that I would like to know myself. But Leon was really one of those kind of people. He listened to everybody. He listened to every. When he heard something that was good, that was it. It didn't matter who was doing it. His ears was after that, you know. And he would listen and then take from that what. The main element was that was the hit element in the song. What made that song so good? What was it about it? You know, the funny thing is that when I think about some of the stuff that we did, I also think about Philly International. I mean, if you think about McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, that to me, that sounds like And the Beat Goes On. Not necessarily sounds like it, but it has that same feel. It is. I mean, I remember when we were recording And the Beat Goes On, I was thinking of McFadden and Whitehead. I was thinking of that song and how it felt and how the drummer was playing. And I just, you know, I just applied what I grew up listening to my playing on the songs. And that was, for me, I listened to a lot of the Philly stuff being from Philly. And so that's where most of my influence came from. But I really was not the strangest thing. I was listening to jazz. I was that was everything to me, was jazz. And but everybody else was listening to the R&B stuff. So when I went to parties and stuff, that's what was playing, right? Was all the R&B stuff. And so and I love Graham Central Station. Man, that was awesome. Earth, Wind & Fire. Ooh, amazing. Those guys cool in the gang. Come on with it. Hey, those are my buddies too. It's so strange that these groups I grew up loving became my friends. Earth, Wind & Fire and Kool & the Gang. You know, I mean, it's just what a blessing. And that's why I tell people to go for it. Go for your dreams. You just never know. You never know. And like, if God puts it on your heart, it's there for a reason. So anyway, we got about another 51 minutes left in the show. And I may have a caller or two calling in. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. But I've been fishing. Hopefully I get a catch. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And any more questions, feel free. And I'm right here, and I'll do my best to answer it as soon as possible. Let me see here. Was this album the last time that members of the Silvers wrote songs together? You know, when you say this album, are you talking about the Dynasty record, or are you talking about the Silvers record? I'm not sure which. We haven't been talking about the Silvers record, so you must be talking about Dynasty record, right? I guess so. But I know that, you know, the Dynasty members were writing with Leon on these records as well. So yeah, I know you're a piece of the rock. I'm not sure. No, because the Silvers continue to come around us. And when their situation kind of faded out, they came around and they joined a production company called Silver Spoon Productions. And so they were a part of the writing team, Leon's company, Silver Spoon. And so we all were writing together. And so, as a matter of fact, I think Ricky Silvers co-wrote with some of us in the Raw for the Whispers. And let me see. I think also Make That Move was one of the Silvers as well. So, there's the writing continued. The relationship continued. Obviously, they're family, even though Leon got the boot. He got kicked out the group. Even though he got the boot, they still loved each other, and they did what, you know, brothers and sisters do. They continue to be brothers and sisters, and so that's what happened there. All right, we're going to keep it going. This is a song that I wrote for Dick Griffey's wife, Miss Carrie Lucas, here on Solar Records Radio. We'll be back.
like your body is talking to me. I'm hearing something. Go on, get it, girl. Seeing by me.
You know, that song, the Silvers thought they were doing it, but Leon decided to give it to Foster. And it ended up being Foster's thing. And it was a big thing. It was Foster's coming out song. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. We got about 37 minutes left in the show. And so I want to answer some more questions here. And so let me see what I got here. Let me see what we got. So in terms of engineering, your question is about Steve Hodge. Steve Hodge was the engineer for us, for Solar, for Leon, and we had a good time with Steve. He was just, he was the other musician, and in the studio, he just made sure that we sounded good. And Steve was the engineer, and I was the new kid on the block as well. It was kind of new for a lot of us, because Dynasty was just being put together, and Dynasty was the ones that were recording on all these other records with Shalimar and the Whispers and whoever else, you know, we were working on, Kerry Lucas and whatever else we had to do. And so it was an include our own album, right? So we all were, it was a new family that was developed, and Steve Hodge was the man that was, you know, creating the sound for us in terms of, you know, EQing and putting things where they needed to be and getting the drum sounds and all that kind of stuff. But then he brought in, or I'm not sure how Bob Brown got there, but next thing I know, Bob Brown was there, because Steve, the work had become overwhelming for Steve, because we had so much stuff going. Like I said, we were there every day. And before you know it, you know, we were, it went from just recording to overdubbing to mixing and then mastering. And so Steve couldn't do everything. So Steve had, you know, we ended up with Bob Brown, who came in, and Bob Brown was doing the engineering at that point. Steve was showing him, you know, a lot of the stuff that he likes and the way he hears it, and let's try to keep it there. And Bob did a great job at, you know, following Steve's lead and making that happen. And Steve went over to Larrabee Studios in West L.A., and that's where all our stuff was being mixed at over there. And so after recording, you know, we would end up going over there just to listen to the mixes. And it's just like, oh, my God, sounds so good. You know, and don't forget, I'm new at this, right? Leon's been doing this all his life. So for me, it was like, whoa. There was such a big difference from the recording part to the mixing part. The part, you see, because, you know, all the after you record, then you got all the overdubs and everything. And so everything is in there now, and now somebody has to mix together all these parts that Leon put in there, and that was Steve's job. And he would just sit at that studio all the time. I think he was there probably 18 hours a day, and he would just sit there and mix and mix and mix, and it sounded so good. And I was like, man, I can't believe that is what we did. And on and on and on. So yes, that's the story about Steve Hodge. Let me see here. What else you got here? Oh, Ed Green on Your Piece of the Rock. So there was was another drummer too that Leon was using. These were session guys. And there were a couple other drummers that Leon was bringing in until he found me. And so, but Ed Green was one of them. And then I remember I felt so violated one day. I was in college, because when I met Leon, I was in college. So I wanted to finish my college thing, right, and get my degrees. And so I remember, you know, Leon knew that I was in the studio, I mean, in school in the morning, and then I would, after school, I would come over to the studio and record. And so most of the time we would get in there around 2 or 3 o'clock and start recording until, you know, midnight or, you know, whenever we finished. And this one particular day I get to the studio and I hear music, I hear the drums going and everything, and I look and that it was Ed Green in there, and I was like, what? I didn't know Ed Green. That's the first time I ever seen him. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, did I lose my job? What happened? Why is this guy here? And so I remember talking to Leon about it as soon as I had a chance to talk to him. I was like, what's going on, man? Why are you having somebody else in here? Like, he, and Leon was like, I knew you were in school, and so I needed to get this done. And so I just asked Ed if he would come over and do it and stuff. So, it was, you know, that's, you know, it's cool, right? And I was like, yeah, I guess it's cool. It really wasn't cool, but I wasn't going to say it wasn't cool. I was like, what? And so right at that point, I decided that's it. No more school for me. I am not letting someone else take over my job. And so I dropped out of school. And it's really sad. I wish I didn't drop out of school now, but I did. But I didn't want to lose my job, my position. You know, that's what I love to do. That's what I was there for. And for to see someone else in my seat, it broke my heart. And but anyway, he's a good drummer, and he's a good man. And it was, I'm trying to think of James Gadson also. If you look in the credits, James Gadson played on some of the stuff too. But, you know, I just kind of owned it in my own way. I was like, this is my job. This is my place. This is, I own this spot. I worked hard for this. and so it, be, you know, I just kind of consumed it. That's all. And thank God that Leon let me do that. It was a wonderful position to be in. All those years at Solar, playing drums on so many records. I played drums on so many records. I have no idea what I played drums on. It's just, Lord, because we kept recording and kept recording and we just kept recording and it just never ended. But this is a song I wrote that I really like. And then after this song, I'm going to play a song that Leon sang on, that he sang the lead on. It's really a nice song. But this is a song I wrote and featuring Linda Carrier. It's one of my favorite Dynasty songs that I wrote. And so I'm going to play it for you right now here on Solar Records Radio. We got about another 29 minutes left in the show. And so thank you so much for hanging out with me this Friday. And thank you so much for your, you know, participation. Anytime you have any questions, I'm here. I'll do my best to answer it. Love you guys and appreciate it. So check this song out I wrote. It's called Questions, featuring Linda Carrier. We'll be back.
Questions in my mind. My reason why.
Wow. Well, there you go, guys. That is a song that I really love, and I wrote it for the Whispers, and the question was, did I write it with Dynasty in mind, or did I write it for the Whispers? Well, you know, when I wrote it, I was just writing a song, and Leon heard it and lost his mind. He was like, oh, yeah, what's that? What? What's that? Play that again. And so he says, all right, so meet me downstairs. And so what happened, we had a studio downstairs and underneath the production company, Silver Spoon Productions, there was a recording studio downstairs. We didn't own it. It was a recording studio downstairs. I can't think of what was the name of Western, I think, something Western. But anyway, and so we went down there, and just he and I, and we started recording it. And I played every instrument until he decided he wanted to put this guitar part on there, but he used the bass. And so he started plucking. Oh, man, that was so funky. And it was like he decided, yeah, we're going to leave that bass doing the guitar part on there. And, man, so many people talk about that. As a matter of fact, even when Snoop Dogg and them did it, they featured that part on Dude. It is so funky. Thank you, Leon Silvers, for funking up the groove, man. But anyway, guys, we just want to say thank you. Tomorrow, Solar Wants to Dance, Cardio 4 on the Floor. We just hit it hard and just go at it, man. So come hang out with us tomorrow. And we want to thank you so much for everything you guys do. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget to go to our website and check it out. Leave a comment. I've gotten some comments already, and thank you. And I've also gotten sales for the book. So I can see who's buying the book. Oh, I can tell who's buying. Because you're buying it from me, right? So I should be able to tell. So I want to say to my friends who've been buying the book, my audio book, thank you, thank you, thank you. I do appreciate that very much. And so to all my other friends that's been liking it, you need to go buy it. Go buy it, man. I think, you know, and it's not that I just want you to buy it just because I want to sell it. I want you to buy it because I want you to hear my story. I think that you'll like it, you know. And then don't forget, that's only chapter one. Then we got chapter two and chapter three. And so, but this is just my story as how I became the drummer for Solar, you know, the preparation, you know, and I didn't know what I was preparing for. I was just preparing to be a good drummer, you know. And so, you know, when you have those good intentions, good things can happen. And that's what happened for me. And so, and then after, you know, then I'm sharing also about, you know, getting and working with Leon Silvers and in the studio and saying things like the questions that were asked today, just talking about the stuff that happened in the studio and how intense it was and how, you know, the pressure that we were feeling from Solar. And, you know, like Dick was like on it, man. He's like, we need this, we need that, we need this. And Dynasty, how Dynasty could not get out of what we were doing. We could not go and do Dynasty because we were the musicians. We were the writers and we were the producers, became the producers with Leon Silvers. So it was just, we couldn't do Dynasty. We were just stuck, like constantly writing and producing songs, and that was great and everything. And then you get to when all this other stuff started happening with radio and things got really a little crazy, and I want to share that stuff with you. It's really some crazy stuff that happened, but God saw me through and blessed me. And you know, that's my testimony. So that's why I want to share it with you. So please, you know, when you get a chance, you know, get to chapter one, chapter two will be coming out, and then chapter three. I mean, I'm going to share my testimony with you guys. And my life, my walk has just been, you know, a walk that I really enjoy, you know, and it's been some ups and downs like everybody else. And, you know, we go through those roller coaster rides, but we got to hold on. We got to hang in there, and God will see you through. And, you know, you heard that saying, your parents probably say, he didn't bring you this far for nothing, you know, so it's just, so that's why I want you to buy it, because I want to share my testimony with you. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys. And so thank you so much, because your love gets sweeter as the day goes by. Have a blessed and beautiful weekend with your family and your friends. Enjoy your life and be grateful for it. And thank you again. Thanks, Greg, for all your stuff, brother. Appreciate you, man. That's my boy right there. And we'll catch you guys later here on Solar Records Radio. Good night and God bless.
I know just what to do to keep you in my heart.
Don't rock that boat.
For being the best part of Solar Records video.